Hello everybody here at Fostum at the room for the lightning talks. I want to introduce to you Moon, and he's talking to us about a topic, status of a CGK input system in Wayland. Give him a warm welcome and enjoy the talk.
Hello everyone. I'm Songjun Moon. You can just call me Moon or Octopus ED. Today, I'm going to talk about the status of CJK input system in Wayland. Have you anyone heard about the CJK? Yeah, there's like five people. So CJK or CJKV stands for the Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese. The reason that this three thing is grouped is they use actually same characters, or their words are originally from the one same characters. So I'm Korean, by the way. These letters are pronounced as a Hanja Mun Hwa Kwon, but this Japanese also pronounced as Kanji Bun Ka Ken. Kind of similar, right? But I think you guys expected like actual Wayland protocol stuff for my talk, but fortunately, it won't be like that. So my talk would be much like the how the CJKV users are suffering from the how they're typing their own languages. So it's much more like let's orient development of the CJKV language input system. So for input the language itself, the East Asian language, you need input system. So what is input method? You need input method. Have you anyone tried input method? Like 10 of them? Okay, input method is a special software for like inputting languages. So for the Latin languages such as like English or French, you just need to type the languages, then it will show up. But for the like this kind of characters, how would you gonna type it? So there's some ways. So if you type these two, it will convert it to this. Or if you type these four words, then it will convert it to this letter. Or if you don't have any input method, you have to use these whole letters to make this kind of keyboard. It's like typewriter back in days for Chinese characters, or this old Chinese keyboard. So you have to make each keys for each letters. So it won't be possible these days. So how to type the CJK languages? In mainland China, they use Pinyin or Changjie. In Taiwan, they use Bopomofo, or which is Chewing. And they also use Changjie. In Japan, they use two ways. Sometimes Romaji, sometimes Kana, but usually they use Romaji. Romaji is like the thing when you type the alphabet, then it will change to the Chinese characters. And in South Korea, they use 두벌식 or 세벌식, but most of people use 두벌식. But in North Korea, I heard that they also use 두벌식, but in different keyboard. In Pinyin, it's like, you know, ni hao means hello in Chinese. If you want to type ni hao, N-I-H-A-O, then if you press space, it will change to two of Chinese characters. And for the chewing, it's fast, so you might not able to see that, but there's some like angled letters showed up, then another angled letter showed up. So those combination will change to the one letter or two letters. Each letter has some sound. And for the Japanese, it's almost same as the Pinyin, the Chinese version. So if you type you can see this. If you type the N-E-N-K-O, then it will change to Japanese hiragana, then it will be changed again to the kanji. Neko means cat in Japanese. But for the Korean, it's pretty different. Korean letter has its elements. It has three or two elements, so we don't actually have to convert to some kind of Chinese characters or other characters. So it's like the typing English letters, but it will mix up and make into one letters. To understand this deeply, let's try learn Korean characters in 2 minutes. So this character is pronounced as Han. Can you pronounce Han? Yeah, so the red one sound like H, blue one sound like ah, and the black one sounds ng. So Han, Han. So as I said, Korean characters are combination of three or two elements. So three or two elements. So these two are consonant and middle one is vowel. So if you mix those three or two, you can pronounce every Korean characters. So as we can see, the first one is same as Han. So H, H A Ha. Then you can already type two words, Ha and Han. And for the Ho, you just change the A to O. So H and the O is combined, then it becomes Ho. And if you put one word more, one character more, Ho, then it will change to the Ho or Hog. Then if you change the first letter instead of the H, if you change the G, then it becomes Go. You can check how the Korean keyboards look like. It's almost same as the QWERTY keyboard, but except these two keys. It's right one is for the change the mode for the English mode and Korean mode, and left one is for the type the Chinese word, but let's not talk about this. And it's starting getting messed up. It's a Japanese keyboard. Now they have to use the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the other keys too, and they have to change the, they have three lettering, the writing system, so they have to change mode again and again. So it's quite complicated. And last one is the thing they use in China or Taiwan. So this green one and blue one, red one, has own system, so they can type their own language in three ways. But they don't have any converting mode, so they have to press shift space to change the English mode or Chinese mode. So let's really talk about the Wayland stuff. For the Wayland, if you say these A's are clients, and this middle one is compositors. Compositor and clients talk with the text input protocols, and the compositor and input method talk with the input method protocols. So if we see how the actual protocols are implemented each softwares, it's kind of complicated. So if you see this FCITX is pronounced as FITX, and the IBUS, these two are input method, so you need this to input things. And as you can see, this Western and WL Roots and Mutter, K-Win, these are compositors. This make the window system. So as you can see, if the FITX support the V1 and V2, if you want to type some Chinese or Korean or Japanese, you also have to implement this protocol. So it has to be matched. So as you can see, on the Chromium side, there's no V3. So if you say WL Roots only have V3, so you cannot type any Chinese or Korean characters. But someone recently implemented that, luckily. So does it actually, the like input method or inputting is working at the Wayland? Yes, but it has some bugs. So let's just see. As you can see, the letter should be just there, but if you click other text field, it just moves. This is the bugs only Korean input method has, but not on the Chinese or Japanese method. It's been a pain for Korean users for like 20 years. So there's a lot of issues related to the Korean inputs. It's actually written in Korean, but I translated with the translator. So like the Discord is not working, of course, and the Minecraft Korean input is not working, and the Evernote is not working. So if you want to check out if you want to fix something, you can check this repository. So why these kind of things are not fixed yet? So for the most important thing is there's no, almost no Korean, Chinese, Japanese users. There's some Chinese users, but for the Korean users, there's almost no users. That's why there's no bug reports, and there's no explanations, and there's no developers who understand about their own languages. As I said, Korean input is different with the Chinese and Japanese, but it's grouped into one things, so they think it's same system, so we have our own bugs. Koreans have own bugs. That's because the pre-edits are things to be commit, but in Chinese and Japanese, it's pre-edits should be changed to the other characters. As I showed you before, when you click other things, that characters are moved or just gone. And for the last thing, current protocols have some limitations, such as when you type something, the candidates for the convertible characters should be showed up on the pop-up window, but those windows are not that implemented well, so there's some problems with that. Thank you.